after the two mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, some groups like Guns Down America are calling on Walmart in particular to stop selling guns after 22 people were killed at that hugely popular store in El Paso. Walmart is one of the largest sellers of guns and ammunition in the world. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, we know that Walmart stopped selling assault-style rifles in 2015.
Yeah.
Then after the shooting in 2018 in Parkland, Florida, they raised the age of purchase of guns to 21. Some Republican legislators are calling for that now. So what is Walmart selling?
Well, Walmart doesn't sell so-called assault rifles, right? It's not a technical term, but it's really a gun, a long gun that is typically not used for hunting. It's automatic or semi-automatic. It is not like a rifle or a shotgun. Now, Walmart does still sell rifles and things for hunting. It also still sells guns for what you would call self-defense, guns that you can carry on you. So it's just this particular category of gun, which tend to be used in most of these mass shootings, that Walmart is not selling, and also not selling to people under the age of 21.
Well, and how is it doing? Because some are pointing out that gun sales aren't a high-margin business for Walmart.
It's not.
They're down.
Right. So the problem is, if you were never in the gun-selling business, this wouldn't be an issue, right? If you were a sporting goods store that wasn't Dick's and didn't already sell guns, and then Dick's decided not to, this wouldn't be an issue. The problem is, Walmart sells them. So now it's a political position after 2015 to have said that it wasn't going to do it, and that has upset some people with Walmart. But fundamentally, if you were to make a decision about what to keep in your store because you want to make more money, guns aren't selling as fast, and guns are not as good a margin as toys and pet things, for instance.
Yeah, but so now it becomes maybe not just a business decision, but an impression that
Correct.
They leave when they do this. And studies show Republicans typically like Walmart better than Democrats do. But Democrats' impression of Walmart has been inching up in the past few years. People study this kind of thing.
Yes.
So if you're Walmart CEO Doug McMillon and you're looking at the horizon, you've, as I just said, you have some Republican lawmakers for the first time calling for things like expanded background checks, raising the age of gun sales. You have the NRA in a kind of an organizational mess right now.
Yes.
Maybe you seize that moment.
This could be an opportunity. Yeah. Look, Walmart is not a company that likes to take on something called corporate policy virtue signaling. It's just, they are really big. Walmart sees more Americans than any government agency does, than anybody else does in a week. That is, you know, they try to be as apolitical as possible. The reason it's more favored amongst Republicans is largely where these Walmarts are, right? They tend to be in rural areas, not in city areas. Increasingly, they're showing up in cities, which is why more urban buyers are seeing Walmart. But fundamentally, Walmart is never going to be at the front of something if they can avoid being at the front of something that feels political. But you're right. Insofar as, rather than saying we're going to ban all gun sales, they're going to start to reduce the floor space that's dedicated to them. That might be an opportunity that Walmart has right now.
Yeah. Ali Velshi of MSNBC anchor and correspondent. And, you know, Walmart also has to be reeling. What a horror to have this happen.
To have that happen in your store. That's exactly right. And that is the opportunity it's got to take to say this is more serious than just a policy.
Yeah. And to remind people, this particular Walmart in El Paso saw 65,000 people a week.
Yeah.
Ali, thank you so much.
My pleasure, friend.